Good morning, everyone. A Psalm of David, Psalm 41. How blessed is he who considers the helpless. The Lord will deliver him in a day of trouble. You know, David did this. You might recall that Saul was after David's life. He was a former king and wanted to kill David. And David could have taken Saul's life even when Saul was trying to take his, and David didn't do it. Also, later in life, there was a son of Saul that David wanted to show loyalty towards. Mephibosheth was his name, and he was crippled in both feet. And David was just looking to try to somehow honor someone from Saul's family. And this crippled person, David ended up taking care of, honoring, providing for, giving food for. He ate at the king's table. And so David did have a heart to consider the helpless at times. And David, I think, thinks the Lord knows what David has done in that regard. And he is saying the Lord will deliver him in a day of trouble, that the Lord remembers those kind of things when we take care of those who are in need. The Lord will protect him and keep him alive. And it shall be called blessed upon the earth. Those who help others, help the needs of others, he shall be called blessed on the earth. That gives us a little bit of an idea as to God valuing our service to those who have need. And do not give him over to the desire of his enemies. And, you know, I think it might be something, as you know, David had a lot of enemies, and David, people wanted to take his life. And I think he's acknowledging and remembering and even reminding and saying, Lord, you know what I've done. Please protect me. And God has protected him. The Lord will sustain him upon his sickbed. In his illness, you will restore him to health. I mean, David's really thinking and believing and proclaiming to us that, you know, God remembers when we help the helpless and will bless us for doing so. As for me, I said, O Lord, be gracious to me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. And David did his share of sin as well. My enemies speak evil against me. When will he die and his name perish? And, you know, as you rise up in leadership, especially political leadership, there's people who are just dead set against you. And David experienced that. It's a hard road. And when he comes to see me, he speaks falsehood. People, especially, right, in the political realm. And David was a, you know, a godly leader, but a political leader too. And people speak false of political leaders all the time. That's just like a daily thing that happens. His heart gathers wickedness to itself. When he goes outside, he tells it, speaking of his enemies, speaking ill of him. All who hate me whisper together against me. Against me, they devise my hurt. And isn't that what's happening, you know, even today? That's what happens, is a political opponent, people devise ways to destroy them. You wonder why we don't get good people sometimes to go into politics. Well, this here's why. A wicked thing is poured out upon him, that when he lies down, he will not rise up again. David's believing that God's going to ultimately help him and destroy those who are trying to destroy him. Even my close friend in whom I trusted, who ate my bread, he lifted up his heel against me. Do you recognize that passage? So David has close friends who've lifted their heel against him. But this was quoted by Jesus and about Judas Iscariot, who betrayed Jesus, and the one who picked up bread. You know, John asked him, hey, who's going to betray you? And he's like, the one who dips his bread after me. And then Judas was the one. And then Judas left the upper room that night and betrayed Jesus, one who was one of Jesus's apostles. And it's interesting, David had that experience, but this prophesied about a future someone from David's line who would have the same thing happen, Jesus. But you, O Lord, be gracious to me and raise me up. Isn't that interesting? Wow, that I may repay them. That's interesting passage right after this is quoting or referring to what happened to Jesus and his betrayal by Judas. But it says, but you, O Lord, be gracious to me and raise me up. Well, Jesus was killed and raised up. Well, killed that day, went into the tomb that day, but raised up on Sunday. Hallelujah. By this I know that you are pleased with me, because my enemy does not shout in triumph over me. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity, and you set me in your presence forever. And, you know, ultimately, praise God that even, you know, when this life ends, we're going to be set before God's presence forever. And David had confidence in God watching out for him. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Amen and amen. And this psalm begins and ends with blessing. And it is good and right, like David here, to acknowledge the Lord, the God of Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. He has no beginning and no end. Hallelujah. So be it. So be it. Amen and amen. So what can we take from this psalm? It began with recognizing the value that God places on helping the helpless, and that God looks after and watches over and protects those who help the helpless. And David also recognized that he had people who were against him, and that sometimes is going to be true in life. And he yet had confidence in God. God was his foundation. That was the one God who was from everlasting to everlasting. May we serve him. May we serve those who have need. And may we trust in ultimately in him for our eternal salvation. God bless you all.